What did you have for dinner last night? Did it involve meat? If you're like a large majority of humans, you do eat meat occasionally or often. But if you've been paying attention, you know that the meat industry is problematic, to say the least. In the new book, Raw Deal: Hidden Corruption, Corporate Greed, and the Fight for the Future of Meat, Chloe Sorvino takes us inside that industry to expose the rot at the center of the global food chain. Chloe covers food, drink, and agriculture for Forbes magazine, and she joins us now to share five key insights.
Hi, my name is Chloe Sorvino, and I'm the author of Raw Deal: Hidden Corruption, Corporate Greed, and the Fight for the Future of Meat. I'm super excited to share it with you. It's the culmination of nearly a decade of reporting for Forbes, where I currently head up food and agriculture coverage, and I've just learned a lot along the way that I really want to share with the world. So my first big idea is the climate clock is ticking. Even though hordes of startup founders are drooling over the idea of dethroning industrial meat, the top meat packers continue to control massive amounts of power and profits at the detriment of producers and consumers. Business is booming. While we are running out of time to solve the problems of today's meat industry, even though it's crucial that meaningful gains for accessible and wholesome protein are made before the end of the decade, industrial meat is already responsible for irreversible damage. And the system which produces America's meat, as it is, needs an overhaul. Community-based solutions, meanwhile, need a chance to work out the operational kinks before systems are further tested as the planet warms even more. My second big idea is the meat industry has hidden costs, but somewhere along the way, someone pays the price. The meat industry has amassed power and profits and has even minted billionaires while funding lobbying that makes it harder for independents to compete, as well as against regulations that aim to prevent environmental destruction. Yet the systems of production underpinning the meat industry have harmed the long-term health of the communities, often many Black, Latinx, or Indigenous folks, many of whom live near part of the meat supply chain. At the same time, there's persistent hunger, antibiotic resistance, soil erosion, and water pollution spreading. Workers are being put in harm's way, and animals live in inhumane, confined conditions. Industrial meat passes the cost down the line. Yet many Americans complain that meat is already too expensive, and many of these Americans also vote with their stomachs. My third big takeaway is most antibiotic-free meat isn't actually tested. In fact, claims suggest that a lot of what's sold with that label aren't actually raised that way. And there's little validation on the labels that are out there in stores and otherwise on menus. New class actions, including against grocers like Whole Foods, suggest that consumers are paying more for antibiotic-free meat, which are still driving antibiotic resistance in the broader food system. That's a major public health threat, which is only going to get worse with climate change. My fourth big idea is mega consolidation has hit all aspects of the meat industry. Take, for example, how a chicken is hatched. Around 99% of all chicken in America has genetics from actually just one of two companies, Tyson's Cobb Van Tress or German-based EW Group, which is a conglomerate owned by a billionaire who I uncovered. Turns out that one conglomerate has eaten up more than half of the U.S. market for poultry breeds in just a few short decades. So what's the result of all this and the 9 billion chickens annually that are Cornish cross breed? Often sickly birds that are built for speed, not to be healthy or strong. That means for eaters, not densely packed with nutrients. My last big idea, little known corruption exists within the meat industry. Here's another example. Two billionaires behind the world's largest meat company went to jail in Brazil for their part in a massive bribery scheme, which helped them in part acquire iconic meatpacking assets in the U.S. These two now very rich brothers and their family firm, parent company of meatpacker JBS, they all later pled guilty to U.S. foreign bribery charges, among other violations, and several in Brazil. But most consumers who eat their meat have no idea. And the company, JBS, still maintains key number two positions in the beef, pork, and chicken sectors in the U.S., and it's become the world's biggest meatpacker. At the same time, in the U.S., JBS continues to be supported by subsidies, government programs, and millions of purchases through the U.S. school lunch program and other federal contracts. JBS also continues to drive new consolidation in the meat industry. There was an acquisition just today. Thanks for all your time. Super excited.
Thank you, Chloe. That was five big ideas from Raw Deal: Hidden Corruption, Corporate Greed, and the Fight for the Future of Meat by Chloe Sorvino. Be sure to listen to our key insights from The Fate of Food: What We'll Eat in a Bigger, Hotter, Smarter World by Amanda Little. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.